Hey, GWA Backstage. It's Southern Girl 12, Lulu, and I saw this really fun questionnaire by Lucy Dream With Me, a very festive Christmas questionnaire, and I wanted to record my answers to it. So here I go. Number one, favorite Christmas movie? Hands down, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I blanked for just a second. I think I could probably quote that entire movie. And a close second would be A Christmas Story. Favorite Christmas song? This is number two. So there's a song by Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and it's called Christmas Eve in Sarajevo. And I love that song. I was fortunate to see them in concert a few years ago when they came to my town, and I loved it. Number three, favorite Christmas cookie or dessert? Okay, so when I was growing up, my aunt would make, my mother did too sometimes, but I guess it's very Southern. Take Ritz crackers with peanut butter between them, make your little Ritz crackers with peanut butter, and you dip them in chocolate almond bark. Those are good. What do you do on Christmas Eve? Number four. So I always go to Mass on Christmas Eve. When I was little, we would actually go to midnight Mass. And I remember being exhausted because we had to get up the next morning so early to open presents and then go to both sets of grandparents on the same day. Because, you know, that's what you did. That's what we did. So then we got a little older and we started going at like 6 or 7 p.m. And that's what we still do with my own family now. We go to Mass on Christmas Eve and we go to somebody's house usually and then come home and go to bed. So number five, talk us through your typical Christmas day. So these days, it's wake up, open presents, travel to either my parents, my in-laws, or the other set of in-laws. And it's just a big family day. And we go to those houses. Some are local, some are not. And open presents, spend time with family. The non-local places we spend the night. And just hang out. Number six, what's your dream destination for the holidays? Probably, I would love to go to Switzerland or Norway. Just somewhere that's snowy and white, stay in a little chalet. That would be fun. When did you find out the truth about Santa? Number seven. Oh, so I remember a friend of mine at school told me, and I think I was in first, maybe second grade, so 7 or 8. And as soon as I found out and got home, I opened my big mouth and told my little brother, who is 2.5 years younger than I am. And, of course, my mother was not happy about that at all. So he would have been 5, 4. So, number eight, do you prefer Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, or Boxing Day? I prefer Christmas Eve. It's just low-key, kind of quiet. After Mass and dinner, we're not running around. We're at home, just enjoying each other's company. Number nine, what's the most memorable gift you've ever received? So I got a racing package, a racing experience. And I loved it. That's what I asked for. And so I got to race a Ferrari around a racetrack. And I loved it. I did that a few months after. I highly recommend it if you're into driving fast at all. I'm a little bit of a car person. So I picked the Ferrari 488 GTB and got up to 140 miles an hour and took those curves like a boss. And I am doing it again. Number 10, do you prefer to buy your gifts or make things for other people? Buy. I don't feel like I'm creative as far as making gifts. And it would end up costing me more to make it than it would just to buy it. Let's see. Number 11, quick, try to name all of Santa's reindeer. Oh, this is easy. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, and of course Rudolph. Number 12, are you a last minute shopper or are you organized? I'm both. Some years I am super organized and I have it done by now, by this time of year. Other years I have not started at all. So it just depends on what's going on in my life and my world, and so there you go. Number 13, do you have any funny, embarrassing stories about the holidays? I don't know, not off the top of my head. I'll save that for later. Maybe I'll come back to it. Number 14, what Christmas scents always make you nostalgic? So there's this concoction, I'm gonna call it. Take some orange peels and orange slices and a cinnamon stick and some cloves and put it in some water on the stove. Yeah, that's what I think of when I think of Christmas smells. Number 15, are you on the naughty list or the nice list this year? I'm going to say naughty. If nothing else, for my potty mouth. Number 16, if you could bump into any celebrity under the mistletoe, who would it be? Oh, Keanu Reeves, without a doubt. I mean, he's just so nice. Number 17, does your family have any special holiday recipes? What are they? I don't know if they're not special just to us, but I mean, something that I thought of just right now is that my mother always made Chex Mix. She still does at the holidays, and I love that. When I was growing up, I had an aunt who made red velvet cake every year at Christmas, and it was phenomenal. That was what she was known for. So yeah, nothing, I don't think anything like special, just some of your typical stuff. What do you do during that weird stretch of time between Christmas and New Year's Eve? So I always go out to dinner with my friends. I always go shopping, you know, after Christmas sales, take things back, and just relax. Start to take down the Christmas stuff. Try to anyway. Real or fake Christmas tree? So we've always had a fake one. Since starting my own family, we've always had a fake one. And back when I was in high school, one year we had a real Christmas tree. But that was it. It's always been fake every year. Candy cane or gingerbread man? Oh, candy cane, without a doubt. Eggnog or mulled wine? Okay. I've actually never had eggnog. We always had boiled custard in my house growing up. And I've had mulled wine. I like it. But I've never tried eggnog. Number 23, Mariah Carey or Michael Bublé? Oh, Mariah Carey. Sorry. And 24, multicolored lights or white lights. I personally like white lights the best. And this year our tree has multicolored lights. And last question, ice skating or sledding? Sledding. Duh. Well, this was fun. I enjoyed answering these questions. Thanks, Lucy Dream With Me, for coming up with this questionnaire. This is my first one to do. And it was definitely very festive. I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday. Thanks.